Okay, we got to the stage of the marriage of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the stage of the, we were trying to understand the sugya of Ishtei Kegufa, how that applies to Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about Bechira, we spoke about HaKegigis. And now we're going to take this one step further. We're going to try and understand what happened at Har Sinai. We said that the luchos represent the taba, the ring, that the chosen gives the color. And he says, all right, Pugadesh, he has to give her. So it was the luchos. Let's have a look. The moidika, moidika shtikulia. Unbelievable piece of chazalia that opens up one's eyes. Bottom of ayin hay. Dvorim mikivshoinoi shaloilom gilulanu chazal vakeshelo isarega. That moment when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Remember, the luchos were the ring kiviyochol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael for the kiddushin, and Moshe Rabbeinu decides to destroy that. Don't understand what that's about. Oidus shviras haluchos mevin dvarav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemoishe yofa asisa sheshivato. This is Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, we broke the luchos. Well done, Moshe. Good boy, you broke the luchos. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Haluchos hayu oichim shisha tvochim v'roich vam shleisha. Vayemoshe tofus betefchaim, vakadosh baruch hu betefchaim, betefchaim revach beemtza. The luchos were 6 tvochim and by 3 tvochim. Little things. Luchos were very, very small.
Both of them were 6 by 3.
But together, yeah, pashtos.
The 3 wide, 6 hash.
3 by 1.5, yeah. Each one.
When did we make this 2 and make the other way, 3 by 6?
There were 6 by 3. The luchos were a block of cement, 6 by 3. He says, luchos, both of them were 6 by 3. That means each one was 3 by 1.5. Whatever, yeah. Oh, Moshe was holding on to the bottom 2 tvachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the top 2 tvachim, and the middle were empty, weren't being held by anybody. Since Klal Yisrael did that maisa, the cheta egel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lochit from miyode shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his luchos back, and he tried to grab them back from Moshe. Remember, he was holding on to 2 tefachim. Moshe was holding on to the bottom 2 tefachim. Klal Yisrael did the cheta egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take the luchos back. V'gavra yode shel Moshe v'chot from mimen. But Moshe Rabbeinu overpowered Hashem, and he grabbed the luchos away from Hashem before Hashem could grab them away from Moshe. This is Chazal. Hu shekosuv meshabchei b'soif boimer. This is the praise that the pasuk gives. Ulakol hayad achazoka yesholma al yode degabata aleya minoy. Shalom ye liyad shehigavra alay. Peace be unto the hand that overcame me, Hashem says. That's a Yerushalmi Tainus Perigdalit Halacha Hey, if anybody wants to check it up. It's not some obscure midrash. It's a Yerushalmi. It's a B'yoychanan. Okay, so we understand that we understand nothing. Advarim alu stumi v'chasumi. I'm going to ask 4 or 5 questions on this Gemara. First of all, Ketzadei Moshe Rabbeinu Oiz Litvakeach im Hashem Isporach. First of all, Moshe, what are you doing? You're just arguing with Hashem. Hashem wants his luchos back. Who are you to go have a fight with him over the luchos? That's number one. Number two is Ketzer didn't in itself. How did he win? Kaviyachol is a boisbarach. How did he beat Hashem? Hashem wants them back, or he doesn't want them back. If he doesn't want them back, so then give them to Moshe. If he wants them back, well then how did Moshe get them when you wanted them? Hashem always gets what he wants at the end, no? He's a bit bigger than Moshe. Third of all, but don't Moshe Rabbeinu lots of kachas al luchos miyad Hashem. Klal Yisrael shuv enu roim lekablam. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want the luchos? Klal Yisrael aren't worthy to get them. That's why Hashem wants them back. So why does Moshe want them? What's he going to do with them? Ve'Moshe kochovitz beluchos ad she'muchan la'ave kiviyochol imboyre kol yomim. If Moshe wanted them so badly, he was prepared to go to war against Hashem for them. What difference does it make? You want to give them to Klal Yisrael? You can't, because they're not worthy. So Hashem's taking them, so let Hashem take them. What are you breaking the luchos for? Klal Yisrael are not going to get them. Whether you get the luchos or Hashem gets the luchos, because you're going to break them the minute you get them. So let Hashem take them. No, no, if Hashem takes them, we'll get broken. So I'll take them and I'll break them. No, not correct. And finally, Hashem says to Moshe, well done that you broke them. If Hashem wanted to break them, you should have just broken them. What's the problem? Well, he needs Moshe to take them from him so that Moshe can break them, but Hashem can't. Really, Hashem doesn't want Klal to get them. So Hashem says, I'm going to take them. Moshe says, no, 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 you don't know how to break them. I have to have it because I know how to break them. That's what's going on here. Lo, lo, mivin klum po. Klum, klum. Anachnu lo mivinim mehagemora hazeh. Klum. Okay. Let's try and understand this piece of very obscure Chazal. And once again, this is not Zohar, this is Yerushalmi. Let's try, as usual, to understand these things. You have to know how to use Mosholi. There was a very important king who, for better or for worse, decided to get married to a very simple peasant girl. He promised her before the marriage, that the minute he gets married to her, she will be like him in every aspect. Her koich will be like his koichos. She can do whatever she wants. She's as powerful as the king now. This peasant girl that lived in a village, whatever, I don't know, for some reason the king decided to marry her. When he gets married to her, she will have the same power as the king. She'll become the most powerful person in the world, the same as the king. Now, they're under the chuppah. Imagine the wedding. This was a big event. The king's getting married. V'moishes la es tabata kiddushim. He moishites etzba kedei lekabla. He sticks out the ring to give it to her. She sticks out her finger in order to get it. Ulepeta p'toich kedei kach. While he's busy putting the ring on her finger, yorekes hakala b'fnei hakosin. She spits in the chosin's face. That's how they do it in... You can imagine the earthly silence that took place at that chuppah. Lenoichach ha-chutz ba-ozos she-ovroi es ha-kol ha-gvulois. As a result of the despicableness, the awesome chutzah broke all the rules. That's red line, everybody would agree. Yeah? You spit in the chosin's face, even if he's not the king. But you're a simple peasant girl and he's the king in front of everybody? But understandable, the Chosin wants the ring back and he wants to mevatel the kiddushin. He's not interested in this kiddushin. She's not giving up the tabat. She's holding on to the ring and she's not giving it up. She's not giving the ring back. In the end, she can't. She's got it here, and she's holding on tight, and he can't pry it out of her head. And she says to the chosin, "Hatabat beyodi, the ring is in my hand. Vani rayoschet, I'm your spouse. Umiyad la'achamikay, and the minute afterwards, mashlich v'netz hatabat. She takes the bat, she throws it on the floor, and she destroys it. Sound familiar? Yeah." So we don't understand the Nimshel or the Moshel. You can't begarish a woman by kolcha. She doesn't want to take a get. You can't begarish a woman by kolcha. Midurabana, midaraisa, yeah. Okay, let's see why she did it, and then you'll understand why he never gave her a get. She didn't just do something crazy. It was cheshbon. She wasn't being a chatzpanit just because of the sake of being a chatzpanit. Mataracha Shuva Nitzba Leneged Aina Basoy Samaisa. They shared a very important reason why she did this. Hamalke Leosid, Monyenes Libchon at Kama Amitim and Divrei Chasono. This Malka that's going to be the queen wanted to check how genuine, how truthful was the Choson Shaftiach Lo Sheit Yeh Kamoyo Lekoldo. She wanted to check, is he genuine when he says that I'm going to be like him in every aspect? She was doubtful. I can do whatever I want. Same as he can do whatever he wants, and no one can tell him what to do. I'm not sure. Maybe he said I'll be like him in every way, but maybe not. I don't know. I want to know what is, how far does this go? I mamash can choose to do whatever I want, whenever I want. She decided she's going to do something really, really bad. To spit in the chosen's face. Am I really a bialis chofshi? Do I really have bechir of him? Is his word really his word? Because he can't do anything to me now, because I can do whatever I want. That's what he promised. That's the mosh. Let's get the last bit of Divrei HaTalmud. Yerushalmi, Shoi V'liyo, Naktim Hez Bo'edus Chetaeg. Shekorem L'Shvirus HaLuchis Adedei Moshe Rabbeinu. In order to apply this mosh and to understand the Yerushalmi, let's try and understand a little bit Ot Pam, as much as we can, the Cheta Egel, which preceded Moshe Rabbeinu's breaking the Luchos. The Luchos, breaking the Luchos, came about as a result of Cheta Egel. So let's try and understand what's going on. Dafka b'maimer Sinai, Hamid Klal Yisrael b'mivchan is goydel koicha shel ha-bechir ha-chofshis. Klal Yisrael just got the Torah, they were staying at Sinai, and they're ishtoi kegufoi. How far does Bechira Chofshi go? We all have this question. How far, how much Bechira do I really need? Im rotze lebchoyen ha'im yesh be'efshurotom le'ishtchare le'gamre me'akodesh Baruch Hu. Can I use my Bechira to free myself and liberate myself from Hashem completely? You told me about Bechira, like you've got Bechira. Ishtoi kegufoi, in the aspect of Bechira. How far does this Bechira go? And the answer is, yes. You can mishtachre legamre miyakodesh baruch. Hamayu musugolim lai, so he says, egel azav. You can do the egel azav also using your Bechira. That's how far Bechira goes. You can get the Torah on Asina, you can see the Gilei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Yoini V'Tafeni, the ganze performance of Asina, and you still have Bechira. To do the chetai. Hakol goli v'yadu if Hashem is paro. Everything's revealed in front of Hashem. Shelachol l'shem ma nosan hakodesh baruch hu deklal Yisrael esenchalit lechto b'chetai egel. Well, why did Hashem give klal Yisrael the ability to be over the chetai egel? My toilet should take to the car. What's the purpose? To stop them doing it. There's no purpose in them doing it. The key to understanding what we've just said is hidden in what we said above. It's the most important yesod. We mentioned it last week and I'm mentioning it again. This is what it's all about. There has to come a time where the color can prove through her own desire, her own rotzen, complete rotzen. Not because she's forced or compulsed in any way to get married to the chosen. Complete freedom, bechira. The inaya boyri is barachanik esiz damnut. The vorezeh miyadach, re'ma'amad ha-sinai. Hashem gave the opportunity for this to happen. Straight after Sinai. At that moment, straight after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was completely befuddled with love and yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. today the neshamas had left their guf. They were so drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ava that the neshamas left their guf. The Chosin exposed himself to Klal Yisrael in all his glory. They had a leader, a spiritual leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw everything with total clarity. This Ish Moshe, he's not coming back. He ain't coming back. And the Sotan was given permission to give them a terrible, terrible, bitter Nisayon. He showed them a vision of Moshe Rabbeinu's Levaya taking place in Shemayim. That means he ain't coming back. They thought Moshe died. Total confusion gripped hold of them. A certain side group who were lacking in imuna in that door, Ha'erev Rav, it's Egel Azab. Hashem Amidam B'Nisayon. Hashem gave them a test. Kan nitne izdamnut lekal lagalot ki hi chafitze bekesh anusui. Yema. Yeah, the color has an opportunity in the middle of all this confusion and darkness and the wildness that's going on. Not in the midst of the blast of glory where Hashem's revealed. Now everything's hidden. Now the color has an opportunity to show her desire for the wedding, no matter what. She can prove that even though it's dark and confusing and the world's going back to Tov Abol, she's waiting for the color, for the chosen. Do what you want. And I'm not fazed by what's going on. Machosin is machosin. I saw machosin. I'm machosin. And I'm waiting for machosin. The Moshe Benu died. He didn't die. He died alone. No session. Ulam ledoivin leiv klal Yisrael lo amad ben Yisrael. B'chet, b'chet ha'egel. Klal Yisrael did not withstand the test. And they did the sin of the eagle. Amnon midas chesin is gala kan b'molo atzmus v'koyach ha'bechira chofshit shelitin b'yod ha'adom. At the same time, however, we'll come back to explain how what the chet was according to our level. About how did they make such a mistake? We'll see what was going on. They were very close to the truth, by the way. We'll see. Well, one second. But what did come out of this event, which is what we're trying to take away from here, is the degree of bechir chofshi that a person has. Nizgal elam Yisrael shimu yamod benechishreis umitoich rotzon oz bedarko yoichel agia lepiskas shmoilam lo shiarem. They were shown, if a person will stand and stick to his mission, stick to what he knows, and he'll be faithful to what he's supposed to do, he can reach heights of no way to describe it. And here is the root of this machlekes, this fight that was going on between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbein gila ki Hashem Yisbarach megala kan roi ben omuk upnimi atomen bekesh nesuim shela anu amoy. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals the enormous power that exists in this marriage relationship. HaKadosh Megala kan is koyach ha-bechir chofshis. The Mason Lekal Lai says, could it say that? Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals how powerful is the bechir you were given. The color can do what she wants. And that's Ishtoi Kegufoi. Niteres Efshut Yisrael La'asa is Maisim Amuchichim Al Bailus Gemura. Klal Yisrael can do things which prove Bailus Gemura Va'al Ratzoyna Achovshi Bo'isa Keshe Shenusuin, that she has total Bechira to go into this marriage. She's not forced in any way. You can choose to go in, you can choose to have nothing to do with it. But it's Bechira Chovshi. There's no compulsion whatsoever. Horaya, straight off to Ma'amad Asina, you can do the Chet Ha'egel. You have Bechira. Your Bechira wasn't taken away because you saw reality. Because you stood at Ma'amad Asina, now you don't have Bechira anymore. No, you have bechira ad gadai chetai. Nifla v'noire. Nifla v'noire. We have to come back and answer our fourth question. We haven't even started answering it. However, well, we have, I suppose. But we have to stop there. Let's just carry on tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow just to give you an insight, little insights into why they fell into the chet egel. What was the cheshbonus there? They weren't complete. Well, not what we understand. We can't. But at least what we can understand, what Chazal teaches us, we can try and understand. Tosfos.